Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build Magazine.
Okay, so we have Stephen McGee from Core Insulation.
That's right.
Yep. So can you tell us about EPS insulation and what it is, the first, what is EPS?
Okay, so EPS is expanded polystyrene. It's a closed cell of air, so basically it's 98% air, so encapsulated in a polystyrene bead.
Okay, and so it comes in different forms?
Yeah.
You can get it, yeah?
We do it in a bead form for pumping into a cavity, or we do it in a rigid board form for floor insulation or external insulation.
And can they be coated? There's two different kinds, isn't there? There's kind of a basic
There's a white polystyrene, and then there's a graphite enhanced or silver polystyrene, we call it.
Right.
And the silver has a better thermal conductivity than the white.
Right, okay. And compared to, compared to PIR insulation, how is it a bit better in terms of insulative value?
Or no, I suppose
similar?
In terms of the thermal value, PIR would have a better thermal conductivity. I suppose you could say polystyrene might have a better shelf life or longevity because it's 98% air and air is constant, its thermal value never changes. So I'm not sure that the other products can say that.
And so then the application of pumping it into a wall, what do self-builders have to know about that process?
Well, I suppose the first thing they need to know is that they have a cavity wide enough, so you have to have a minimum of 40 mil cavity to pump bead into it. So once you have a minimum of 40 mil and a clear and clean cavity, it can be pumped, no problem.
So do you sometimes have to clean the cavity then?
No, generally if you're going with beads, you know it before you start building the cavity, so you just make sure that the builder keeps the cavity relatively clean. It doesn't have to be spotless, but relatively clean.
And for retrofit then, do you put a camera? Or?
Well, for retrofit, yeah, we would use a borescope where we drill holes in the wall, depending on the size of the wall or whatever, usually about 10 or 15 borescope to check that the rigid board insulation that's already in the cavity is back up against the internal leaf and that you have your minimum 40 mil cavity for pumping.
Right. And if there's no insulation at all inside the cavity and the cavity isn't clean, there's loads of...
I mean, if there's no insulation in it, it's fine to pump. When we say clean, what you're looking for is mortar snots that might have fallen as the wall was being built and that might hang over a wall tie. And if that happens, when you pump bead into the cavity, water can pass from the outer leaf through the mortar snot into the inner leaf and you get damp spots on the internal leaf of the wall. So that's right. Why we want to make sure that the cavity is clean and clear.
Okay. And then the watch points for the insulation itself. So you have to bore a few holes in the wall to get it in, or you know.
Yeah, so each of the different systems have a drill pattern that's set out by the NSAI in their aggregate cert. So as the installer is pumping the wall, what they'll do first of all is they'll drill, they'll they'll set the drill pattern in the wall, so they'll drill each of the holes in the correct place, and then once they fill each hole, then you're guaranteed of a full fill of insulation in the cavity.
Right, and how do you plug the hole?
The hole then, for retrofit jobs, they'll use just a piece of mortar and try and match it in with the paint job that's there. For new builds, they'll generally pump from the inside so that you don't have holes external in the new face of the building.
And there's something about needing to use glue or something?
Yeah, well, the bead itself is pumped in with a bonding agent, so it's a water-based glue, and it's quite a light glue, so when you pump it into the cavity, it will set into like a semi-rigid board in the wall, but if you run your hand through it, you'll dislodge it. The idea of the glue is that if you take out a window or a door down the road, that all of the bead doesn't come falling out of the cavity, so when you'll dislodge, like the vibration will dislodge a small bit, but the whole lot won't come out.
Right. And in terms of installation, is there anything for our self-builders to be aware of in terms of checking?
Well, I suppose if they want to, like the easiest way to check is to make sure that the drill pattern is done correctly. If you want to make sure that the walls are filled, the easiest way to do it would be once the house is finished, you leave your heating on for a day and you take a thermal image of the building that evening, and it'll show up any cold spots or blank spots in the wall where insulation mightn't have got to. But generally, if the drill pattern is correct, you'll get a full fill of insulation.
Right. And then for rigid boards, what applications would those have? Is
well,
it external?
For rigid board polystyrene, it would be floor insulation, or it would be external insulation or rafter lock insulation in polystyrene.
Right. And what's the benefit of using them as, let's say, for the floor as opposed to using your standard PIR?
Well, I suppose polystyrene would be cheaper than PIR, so for the equivalent U-value in polystyrene, you probably get it cheaper than you would in PIR. Polystyrene has been used for decades as floor insulation, so it has a long history of doing a good job. And like I said, because it maintains its value for the lifetime of the building, you can be guaranteed of the U-values you get.
Mm-hmm. And then external wall insulation, usually you'd be using... What's the usual one for...
It's graphite.
EPS,
the silver polystyrene again.
That's
so
it. Yeah.
Again, yeah, so we manufacture, and then we supply the system holders with our board, and then they sell it on as a component part of their overall system. So mm-hmm. we sell it to the likes of Kilsarren and Weber and Stowe and those systems.
Right, okay. Because there's another insulation material you can put on external wall.
There is. You can use mineral wool boards or lamella boards for external insulation. Generally, they're used for high-rise buildings, and polystyrene would be used for low-rise.
And why is that?
It's to do with fire regulations and the likes of that. So, but the fire specifier classification comes from the render itself, or from the overall system, and not the product.
Right. So there's a fire. It's polystyrene has a fire. What's the fire thing with
polystyrene? Has a Class E fire rating, so it's non-combustible. If you put a flame to it, it won't catch fire, but it'll melt away.
Right.
So, but like I said, for external insulation, you get your fire rating from the render itself. So you get your classification about how long it'll take fire to burn through the render, not the polystyrene.
Right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And in terms of then the roof space, attic insulation?
So we do a rafter lock insulation. So it's cut in a concertina, and you squeeze it together and slot it between your rafters, and it'll hold itself in place then. And usually you put an insulated plasterboard to the face of the rafters, just cover off all the timber. And with it then, it depends on the depth of your rafter, how much insulation you're going to put in, and whether mm-hmm. you have a breathable felt to the outside to allow your timbers to breathe. So for new builds, they'll generally all have a breathable felt, so you can fill the rafter. If it's a retrofit job and they don't have a breathable felt, you have to leave a 50mm air gap behind the insulation to allow air to dry out the timber.
Mm-hmm. And the insulated plasterboard, you don't do that in EPS?
We don't do that, no.
No, that's not... is that because of the...
No, I mean, it's a product we used to do, but there isn't a market there like the PIR boards are what they use the most.
Yeah. And in terms of external wall insulation then for self-builders, what are the watch points there?
Well, I suppose it's not really my end of it. Like I was saying to you, we sell a component part of the overall system.
Yeah.
But I suppose the things they need to be looking out for or need to be aware of is if they're building a one-off house and they have kids and they might have bikes thrown up against the wall or, footballs kicked at it or whatever, that you can put in an extra layer of mesh to reinforce the bottom 5 feet of it to make it stronger. You can put in reinforced mesh if you have somebody who's into hurling or something like that, they're going to be whacking the ball against it. But outside of that, then they're probably better off talking to the system holder. Mm-hmm. So somebody like Kilsarren or Weber or Stowe or Atlas or whatever render they're going to use.
And then in terms of the roof, then you mentioned the ventilation aspect. That would be the main one, I presume. So you said that EPS tends to be cheaper than PIR, and for the external wall as well as compared to mineral wool, or it's comparable?
It'd still be cheaper than mineral wool. Now, again, the external is different because you're buying a whole system and not just the product. So, but the EPS system, it would be cheaper than the mineral wool system.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to PIR for floors or for rafter lock or whatever else, for the same U value, polystyrene generally works out cheaper than PIR. It's a thicker sheet, but it'd be cheaper for the same U value.
Yeah, and acoustically?
Well, like I said, it's in a closed cell of air, so it doesn't have a huge acoustic value other than just the mass of the board itself.
Right, okay. And then the DIY element then for self-builders who want to get hands-on, would you...
We do a couple of products. We have an insulated loft board called Core Loft, which is, it's 95mm of polystyrene laminated to 18mm chipboard, and the chipboard is tongue and groove. So if you're doing up your attic and you're putting in fiberglass insulation across the floor and you want to use part of your attic for storage, you can use this, say, in one corner of it, and it sits, so you put fiberglass between the joists and then sit this on top of the joists, mm-hmm. and then it's an insulated floor basically, so it allows you to achieve the values you need and use it as storage because you can't compress the fiberglass when you put it in.
Right, okay. And then putting in, let's say, the floor insulation on the...
Floor insulation, it only goes into new builds, so it'd be your builder putting it in. If you're retrofitting a house and you're putting in floor insulation, you're digging up floors that are there already, so it's quite a big job. So probably, unless you're doing the rebuild yourself or the retrofit yourself, it's the main contractor's job.
So in terms of pumping the cavities in the wall, then that would be a specialized company?
Yeah, so we, as the system holder, we manufacture the system and then we supply it out to certified installers around the country. So we'd have a network of installers throughout the country. There's usually one or two in each county, and then it would be those people that go out and pump the wall because it's specialist equipment required for it.
Yeah. And then the last thing, I suppose, is the next generation. Where are we going in the future with this? Is it going to be, it's insulation.
We're always looking for new products. Our insulated foundation system is quite a new product at the minute.
Okay.
So it's using polystyrene to wrap the entire foundation. So you cut out the cold bridge between your internal and external.
At what level does that happen?
At your ground floor. So that's instead of a foundation, it's an insulated foundation.
Instead of pouring concrete.
Yeah, so instead of digging a trench or doing a raft foundation, you do an insulated raft foundation.
Okay.
So you reduce to 60% less concrete used, more insulation, so you get a higher performing foundation. You cut out the cold bridge between your internal structure and the external, so you have no heat loss at your wall floor junction.
So what's the build-up then? You start with the insulation layer?
Yeah, so you'd clear off, the build-up would be of a green field, you clear off the topsoil until you come to good ground, you build it back up with compacted hardcore, you have a layer of blinding then that goes down on top of the hardcore, and then the insulation goes down, and so it's prefabricated into L shapes or F profiles, so that goes down then the shape of the building. You have 300mm of floor insulation across the floor area, which gives you a U value of 0.1, and then you have a ring beam that runs around the perimeter of the building, and that's where your load-bearing structure will sit on, and you have a 100 mil floor slab across the floor area. Okay. So, like I said, once it's poured, then it looks like a raft foundation, but from an engineering point of view, it has aspects of a raft and a strip footing in it.
Okay, very good. Cool. Excellent.
And I suppose the other part, like compared to the cost of a traditional foundation, it generally works out about the same because you're using 60% less concrete and there's a lot less labour required in the building of it.
Okay, excellent. Okay. I think
that's it. That's it for this Self Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self Build Plus has to offer. The Self Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self Build Plus videos and our Self Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With self-build, stop dreaming, start building.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.